All right, gotta love this. Someone straight up asked why they should choose Hearst Bluette.
No messing around, huh? I like it.
Right. So listeners, we're diving into Hearst Bluette, a consultancy and agency out of Salzburg, Austria. Their website's up. We've got articles about them, even peeked at the founder's LinkedIn, the whole nine yards. Big question is, are they the right fit for you? You listening, let's find out.
Well, their website kicks off strong, talking about a hotline for radical, innovative, and RADIST sustainable strategies.
Whoa, hold on. Radical and sustainable together. Kind of throws you off, right? Clever marketing, maybe, or is there something real there?
Well, their location's interesting, Salzburg, you know. UNESCO World Heritage Site, big history, committed to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that says something about Hearst Bluette's approach.
Yeah, it could be more than just buzzwords then, huh? And speaking of, their blog titles got my attention. Crisis is not normal. Then there's why the S in ESG is crucial, even one called Brigade. Sounds like writer's block hell. But all of it seems like real business problems, but always with that sustainability angle.
You're picking up on it. They're not dodging the tough stuff businesses face these days. And their founder, Gregor Wimmer, he's got the creds to back it up. Look at this. Certified management consultant, CSR expert, EU Climate Pact ambassador, even part of the UN Global Compact. That's serious.
Yeah, impressive resume for sure. But for someone thinking of hiring them, what does it all mean? Fancy titles are one thing, but do they get results?
Those certifications, especially ISO 27001, those matter a lot in consulting. It's like a global gold standard. Think of it as a guarantee. They're ethical, manage risks right, and the quality's consistently high.
So not just looking good, but actually doing business right. Got it.
Exactly. And remember how their site talks about integrated support across business development, strategy, marketing, all with sustainability built right in. They call it their BDSM model.
Whoa, okay, got to stop you there. BDSM in the business world. Seriously, am I missing something?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit out there, no.
Haha, don't let the letters throw you. It's just business development, strategy, marketing. Let's see. Their way of saying they've got it all covered, holistic approach. And they say using ISO 27001 lets them tailor it to any business, small, huge, simple, complex.
Okay, so more about efficiency than anything else, but wouldn't clients want to see that integrated approach in action?
Oh, their client list is pretty telling. Over 30 years, they've worked with a diverse bunch. Atomic Ski, BMW, Red Bull. Big names, but also smaller companies across all sorts of sectors.
That ICE impressive shows they can adapt to different industries and scales. Good sign. But here's something I noticed. They flat out say they don't do free competitive presentations. What's that about? Confidence. Something else.
Interesting, isn't it? Might be a value thing. Like they're saying, we don't do quick wins or undercutting. We're about building partnerships, you know, shared values, the long haul.
So the right fit matters more than just landing any client.
Right. And for you listening, that could be great. Shows they're choosy could mean they're more invested in your success.
This is getting good. Hearst Bluette, more than meets the eye. But we've just scratched the surface. Stick around. We'll dig into that BDSM model more and see if their unconventional way actually delivers. All right, let's unpack this BDSM model a bit more. They're all about integrating business development, strategy, and marketing. But how's that actually work, you know, on the ground? And where does sustainability fit in?
Well, remember they say they weave sustainability into every single process. Ambitious, right?
Yeah.
Shows a real commitment, not just ticking boxes.
So it's more than just like slapping a green label on their services. It's fundamental to what they do.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Say you're a company, want to make a new product, a traditional consultant. They'd help you analyze the market, target audience, that marketing plan. But Hearst Bluette, with their BDSM model, they'd also be thinking about your product's environmental impact, the whole life cycle. From materials to production to disposal.
Got you. So it's not just selling more, it's selling better. Stuff that's good for the planet and people.
Yeah, and this integrated approach could be really valuable for companies who are serious about sustainability, but maybe they don't have the know-how in-house. It's like a one-stop shop for all your sustainable business needs.
Makes sense. But doing all that, business development, strategy, and e-marketing, sustainably too. That's got to be complex. How can they be experts in everything?
That's where their ISO 27001 comes in, remember? Framework for any consulting. They use it to break down those big challenges, create a system for consistent results, whatever the project.
So like a blueprint for success, a proven system. That's reassuring for a client, right?
Yeah.
Especially if they're new to sustainability consulting.
Exactly. It gives them confidence. Hearst Bluette's got a structured, reliable approach.
Okay, but back to Gregor Wimmer for a sec. We talked ISO 27001 certification, but he's also a certified CSR expert and a recognized practitioner in ISO 27001. What's the difference?
Those are important distinctions. See, ISO 27001 adherence, that shows they meet the global standard, like a stamp of approval.
The foundation of their expertise, then.
Exactly. But being a recognized practitioner, that means Wimmer's not just following the rules, he's mastered them. Deep understanding of how to apply it, different situations, the whole deal.
So not just checking boxes, he's an actual expert in management consulting and sustainability is at the core.
Right, and that certified CSR expert adds even more, means he's specifically trained to help companies build those comprehensive CSR strategies, implement them too.
That's like triple threat expertise, management consulting, sustainability, and knowing how to put it all together.
Exactly, and then you add 30 plus years working with all sorts of clients, different sizes, mm-hmm. industries, strong package.
Paints a picture of someone who's not just knowledgeable, but gets things done, adapts to what's needed. But what about his UNGC participant and EU Climate Pact ambassador roles? Those seem more like advocacy, not direct client work, right?
Yeah, maybe not direct, but they show how committed he is to sustainability personally, you know. It's a good sign he's not just in it for the profit. He believes in this stuff.
So it's a mission, not just a job. And for a potential client, that passion, that's got to be powerful, builds trust.
Absolutely. And it brings us back to that no free presentations thing. It might seem counterintuitive, but maybe it's about finding the right clients, those who are aligned on values too.
Like they're saying, we're good enough at what we do. We don't need to give it away. We want partners, not just projects.
Exactly. And for a client who's serious about sustainability, wants a long-term collaborator, that's attractive, shows integrity, dedication, hard to find these days.
Okay, so we've got expertise, commitment, their unique BDSM approach.
Mm-hmm.
But can they deliver? What do their services actually look like?
Their website gives some clues. Under management consultancy, they talk about tailor-made solutions, helping businesses reach their potential, grow successfully.
No one size fits all then.
Nope. They seem proud of taking the time to get each client their needs, their challenges.
But get specific. What kind of solutions?
They mention corporate development, organizational structure, leadership, even reorganization, restructuring. Pretty wide range.
So startup looking to grow, big company going through changes, they've got you.
Seems that way. And under marketing agency, they talk about creative, innovative strategies tailored, of course, helping improve market position.
So consultants, any marketers.
Yep. Full suite, brand marketing, product marketing, digital, events, you name it.
Makes sense with the BDSM model. It's all about integrating those different parts of the business for sustainable success.
Exactly. And they're not just old school. They mention digital and online marketing, too. Crucial these days.
Keeping up with the times. Good to know.
And then under sustainability consulting, they get even more specific. Comprehensive sustainability strategies, helping businesses thrive in this, you know, environmentally conscious world.
Now we're talking. What does that actually involve?
They highlight a few things. Increasing operational efficiency, better environmental standards, promoting sustainable growth.
So doing good and doing well, both.
Exactly. They get that those two can go together.
But how do they actually HELP clients achieve all that?
They talk about custom solutions based on analyzing each company, their structures, processes, goals, no cookie cutter stuff.
And they emphasize training and development for sustainable innovations. So it's long-term solutions, not just quick fixes.
Right. Holistic and forward-thinking. But we got to look at results, too. Can they back up their claims?
Well, that's where the client list is important, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Diverse, over 30 years, Atomic Ski, BMW, Red Bull.
And different sectors, too. Tourism, hospitality, sports, fast-moving consumer goods. Shows they can adapt.
So not just experts in one little niche, they've got broad experience.
Exactly. And they highlight their work with SMEs too. They get the challenges smaller businesses face.
So no matter your size, your industry, Hertz Blewett could be a good partner.
That's what it looks like, but we're missing something. What's it actually like to work with them?
Good point. Hard to say for sure with what we have, but there are some clues, right?
They talk about starting with the WHY, understanding the client's motivations, values, the heart of their business.
So not just what and how, but why.
Yeah, and they're big on ethics, responsibility, transparency. Open, honest communication seems important to them.
No sneaky stuff then.
Let's hope not. And they talk about working closely with clients, understanding their individual needs, goals, the whole picture.
Collaborative, not like we know best, do what we say kind of thing.
Seems so. And they value creativity, innovation. Not afraid to think differently, challenge things.
So not just going to get the same old solutions everyone else is offering.
Nope. And they really emphasize cooperation, within their team, with clients, partners, everyone.
Team players, not just out for themselves.
Exactly. And I think all that points to a company that's not just about delivering, but about relationships, strong ones, that last.
Which is what makes them different, ultimately.
Could very well be. But there's one last piece, remember? No free competitive presentations. Bold move. Could mean a few things.
All right, let's analyze. Why would a company do that?
On the surface, it's confidence, right? We're so good, we don't need to compete. Like that.
Kind of like take it or leave it.
Yeah, kind of. But I think there's more. Could be about filtering out clients who just aren't a good fit, you know?
So they're picky.
Right. They want clients who are serious about this, sustainability, share their values, ready for a real partnership.
Not just chasing a quick buck, building something bigger.
That's the feeling I get. And for the right client, that's appealing, shows they actually care about making a difference, not just the bottom line.
Okay, so we've looked at expertise, commitment, their services, results, their whole approach.
Mm-hmm.
Even that no free presentations thing.
Wow.
We cover a lot. But there's still the big question, right?
The one our listener asked, why choose Hertz Bluett?
Yeah, what's the takeaway, the verdict?
I think it's clear. Hertz Bluett, not your average consultancy. They've got a purpose, a deep commitment to sustainability, and they get results. They've proven that.
They're not afraid to do things differently, push for innovation, build those strong client relationships.
And that BDSM model, sure, it's a bit eyebrow-raising, but it shows how integrated they are, their approach. They're not just offering bits and pieces. They want to be a real partner in your success.
But they're not for everyone. That's clear. The no free presentations thing shows that. They want clients who match their values, serious about sustainability, ready to commit long term.
So should you choose Hertz Bluett? Comes down to you, your needs, your priorities.
If you just want a quick fix, the cheapest option, or someone to tell you what you want to hear, Hertz Bluett's probably not it.
But if you want a partner, someone passionate about sustainability, ethical, dedicated to your long term success, then yeah, they might be the answer you've been looking for.
It's a decision that needs thought. Look inside yourself, what drives you, and be open to a new way of doing things.
And as always, listener, the choice is yours.
Okay, so sounds like Hertz Bluett could be a great fit for the right client. But before we wrap up, anything else about their approach that stands out to you?
You know, on their site, they mention being memorable is a strategy in itself, and it got me thinking about BDSM. It is memorable, for sure, but is it more than just clever marketing?
Yeah, good point. We've talked about the practical side, but what about the psychology of it? That name, could it be intentional? Part of their strategy?
Let's explore that in part 3. Uncover those secrets. See if there's more to BDSM than meets the eye.
Okay, back to Hertz Bluett and the BDSM thing. We've talked about what it means, integrating business development, strategy, marketing. But is there something deeper, like about their whole philosophy, how they see things?
Maybe. Remember Salzburg? The history, culture,
mm-hmm.
tradition, yeah, but also innovation, especially in the arts.
Right, the Salzburg Festival, Mozart, opera, all that.
Exactly, and Mozart's music, it's complex, right? Different styles, instruments, emotions, all blended together. Something totally new back then.
Okay, I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
You're saying Hertz Bluett with BDSM, maybe that's that same artistic spirit.
Could be. What if they're all about finding those unexpected connections, like hidden synergies between things that seem totally different?
So, like, Mozart took different music and made it harmonious, powerful. Hertz Bluett takes business development, strategy, marketing, makes it sustainable success.
That's it. It's looking beyond what's obvious, challenging the norms, finding creative solutions that maybe you wouldn't see right away.
And that name, BDSM, it's jarring, makes you think maybe that's on purpose.
Right.
To shake things up, show they're not afraid to be different.
I think you're right. It's a statement like, we're not playing by the old rules. And for some clients, that's appealing, right? The ones who want something new, innovative, something that pushes boundaries.
Yeah, and they do say on their site, being memorable IS a strategy. So maybe BDSM is not just to provoke, but to stick in your mind, you know?
Exactly. It's not just about the services. It's the whole package, their message, brand, identity. All coming together to make an impact.
A story that resonates, and in a world where everyone's talking sustainability, maybe BDSM is what makes them stand out, that disruptive edge.
Could be. So we've looked at it practically, philosophically, even psychologically. They've thought this through. There's a plan behind it.
And for a potential client, that's good news, right? It's not just buzzwords, following trends. It's a strategy, matches their values, their vision.
So if you're looking for a company that walks the walk on sustainability, thinks differently, challenges things, Hertz Bluett could be the one.
But remember, the decision's yours, Weigh it out, your needs, what's important to you. Trust your gut.
And as always, listener, keep digging. Check out their website, their blog, see if it clicks for you.
Because the best way to know if Hertz Blue Dot's right is to experience it for yourself, their unique take on sustainability.
And who knows, maybe their BDSM model will inspire you, create your own success story.
That's it for our deep dive into Hertz Blue Dot. Hope you found it insightful. See you next time.